Environmental groups are calling on the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, to raise the issue of whaling with Japanese officials while he's at the Paris meeting. The Japanese fleet is heading south to the Antarctic today, planning to kill hundreds of minke whales in the Southern Ocean. That's despite last year's ruling from the International Court of Justice that Japan's whaling program did not qualify as scientific and should cease. Lucy Carter reports.
The Japanese whaling fleet pulled out of port in the western city of Shimonoseki at lunchtime to much fanfare. Junichi Sato, the executive director of Greenpeace Japan, says more than 100 people are aboard the fleet, which has outlined a plan to hunt 333 minke whales every year for the next 12 years.
They would be sending four ships, basically. One is Nishimaru, which is a mothership, which is like factory vessels, and three hunting vessels.
Last year, the International Court of Justice ruled that Japan's whaling program did not qualify as scientific and should stop. Another ruling from the Australian Federal Court last month saw Japanese whaling company Kyoto fined $1 million for hunting whales within an Australian whale sanctuary. Despite these rulings and immense pressure from a number of nations, Japan is pressing ahead with what it describes as lethal research. The director of the Humane Society International, Michael Kennedy, says it's time now for Australia to ramp up diplomatic pressure on this issue at the Paris climate talks.
I don't think there'll be a better chance for the PM or for Minister Hunt or for Minister Bishop to talk to their counterparts in Japan about this very issue. I think they have to bring it up. The issue has now become such a global matter post the Hague decision, post the federal court decision last week in Sydney. I think it's come to a head and that there has to be an end to the process, and Japan's got to respond to our government as soon as possible.
Nathaniel Pellet, the oceans campaigner at Greenpeace Australia Pacific, agrees that Australia should up diplomatic pressure.
I think they should use every opportunity that they do meet with Shinzo Abe and senior ministers from the Japanese government to put forward this case. Most of the world's nations, the members of the International Whaling Commission, do not support Japan's false scientific program in the Southern Ocean, and they should take every opportunity to make that case loudly and strongly with the Japanese government.
The managing director of Sea Shepherd Australia, Jeff Hansen, says he'd also like to see more concrete action from the Australian government.
Well, I see two options here for the Australian government. One is to send a customs vessel down there to at least document them killing whales, which have been in contempt of the International Court of Justice ruling. However, if they were killing whales in the Australian whale sanctuary, we already know they're in contempt of the Federal Court of Australia through action through the Humane Society International. So they could seize the assets of the Japanese whaling fleet, and they have every right to do that.
However, Junichi Sato from Greenpeace Japan says his nation's government is unlikely to be swayed by diplomatic pressure alone.
The main reason why Japan wants to continue is to make a point that Japan doesn't want to surrender on this kind of international pressures in terms of, because Japan wants to continue so-called, you know, Japanese culture, which in fact, you know, I argue that that's not the Japanese culture, because going to Southern Ocean is not part of the Japanese culture.
Do you think that diplomatic pressure can change the Japanese government's mind on this?
Well, of course, not only the diplomatic pressure is needed, but also the, you know, public pressure within the Japanese public is also necessary, because I think the, you know, Japanese public is not interested in the wedding in the Southern Oceans, and also, you know, Japanese public is not eating whale meat that much now. So the consumption of the whale meat is significantly decreasing in these days. So that shows how the Japanese public is not interested in this, continuing in this practice, you know, even going against the international community.
So how can the Japanese public be convinced to put pressure on its own government?
I think, you know, Japanese government is putting a lot of propagandas saying that, you know, the international community is putting pressures on the Japanese culture. But in fact, what we need to do is really to communicate to the Japanese public that this is not a part of Japanese culture. And because going to Southern Ocean is something not part of the Japanese culture. And at the same time, a lot of taxpayers' money is spent on this unwanted program. So that part is really needed to be investigated and communicated to the Japanese public.
The Prime Minister's office has been contacted by PM for comment.
Lucy Carter reporting.